October 23, 2025. Cybersecurity analysts are reporting a significant uptick in high-severity vulnerabilities impacting widely used enterprise software. Today's developments centered around a critical path traversal vulnerability in Atlassian's Jira software and ongoing exploitation of a critical flaw within Adobe Commerce and Magento open source. These incidents underscore the continued importance of proactive vulnerability management and rapid patching across the enterprise landscape. Atlassian, the developer of Jira Software Data Center and Server, has officially disclosed a high-severity vulnerability, CVE 2025-22167, which has triggered immediate action from security teams worldwide. The vulnerability, rated a CVSS score of 8.7, is a path traversal issue, meaning an authenticated attacker can manipulate file access permissions within the Jira JVM process. This allows for the modification of virtually any file accessible to the application, presenting a serious risk to system integrity, configuration settings, and sensitive application data. Technical details, asterisk. Bullet point, vulnerability type, asterisk path traversal. Bullet point, CVSS score, asterisk 8.7, critical. Bullet point, affected versions, asterisk the vulnerability affects a range of Jira software versions, including. Bullet point, 9.12.0 through 9.12.27. Bullet point, 10.3.0 through 10.3.11. Bullet point, 11.0.0 through 11.0.1. Bullet point, impact, asterisk unauthorized file modification, potential system compromise, data breaches, disruption of operations. Bullet point, disclosure, asterisk Atlassian disclosed the vulnerability on October 23, 2025. Atlassian's security advisory, released alongside the vulnerability details, strongly recommends that organizations utilizing the affected Jira versions prioritize patching to mitigate the risk of exploitation. The company has released patches addressing the vulnerability, and deployment is considered critical to maintain operational security. Several major enterprise software vendors have already confirmed they are incorporating the fix into their patching schedules. Rapid response highlights the importance of established vulnerability disclosure processes and the collaborative nature of the cybersecurity community. Initial assessments suggest the vulnerability has been observed in the wild, although the precise number of impacted systems remains unconfirmed. Security firms are actively monitoring the situation and anticipate further intelligence will emerge in the coming days. Alongside the Jira vulnerability, cybersecurity teams are reporting ongoing exploitation of CVE 2025-54236, a critical flaw within Adobe Commerce and Magento open source. While specific details regarding the nature of the attacks are currently limited, the vulnerability's severity and the widespread adoption of these e-commerce platforms necessitate immediate attention. Current status and concerns, asterisk. Bullet point. Active exploitation, asterisk multiple sources, including threat intelligence providers and incident response teams, confirm ongoing exploitation of CVE 2025-54236. Bullet point. Targeted attacks, asterisk the attacks appear to be targeting e-commerce businesses utilizing Adobe Commerce and Magento open source. The precise targeting methodology is still under investigation. Bullet point, limited attack details, asterisk details regarding the specific attack vectors being employed are scarce. However, analysts believe the vulnerability is being leveraged to gain unauthorized access to sensitive customer data, disrupt online sales, or potentially deploy ransomware. Bullet point, patch availability, asterisk Adobe has released patches addressing the vulnerability, but the speed of deployment across affected organizations is currently a key concern. Bullet point, industry impact, asterisk given the significant number of businesses relying on Adobe Commerce and Magento open source, the potential impact of this ongoing exploitation is substantial. The continued exploitation of this vulnerability underscores the need for robust monitoring and intrusion detection systems, stated David Chen, lead security analyst at CyberGuard Solutions, in a public statement. Businesses using Adobe Commerce and Magento open source should immediately review their security posture and ensure they are actively monitoring for signs of compromise. Recommendations for affected organizations, asterisk. Bullet point, immediate patching, asterisk deploy the latest Adobe Commerce and Magento open source patches as a top priority. Bullet point, enhanced monitoring, asterisk implement enhanced monitoring and intrusion detection systems to identify and respond to potential attacks. Bullet point, vulnerability scanning, asterisk conduct thorough vulnerability scans to identify any other potential weaknesses. Bullet point, Incident response planning. Asterisk review and update incident response plans to ensure they are prepared to handle potential attacks. Day's cybersecurity landscape was dominated by two critical vulnerabilities: a path traversal flaw in Atlassian's Jira software, and ongoing exploitation of a critical vulnerability within Adobe Commerce and Magento open source. The rapid disclosure and initial response to the Jira vulnerability, coupled with the confirmed ongoing exploitation of the Adobe Commerce flaw, highlights the persistent challenges faced by organizations in maintaining robust security postures. While the precise scale of the impact remains unclear, the events underscore the importance of proactive vulnerability management, rapid patching, and continuous monitoring. Further intelligence is expected to emerge as security teams continue to investigate the incidents and track the activity of malicious actors. Section break. Disclaimer, asterisk, this blog post is based solely on the provided news summary from October 23, 2025. It does not include any speculative or invented information. Section break. Disclaimer, this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.